You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. We hear an awful lot about fast fashion when we're talking about sustainability, and one lady who feels really strongly about it and wanted to create an opportunity for change in Donegal is Stella McGroarty. Stella is the owner of Stella Boutique in Donegal Town, and her business is driven by her passion for sustainability. So I hopped in my car and I went to visit her in her shop and have a chat to find out how it all began.
There's a dark side to fashion in general, Donna Marie. It is a very dirty industry when you delve into the background. To me, fast fashion is anything that produces anything that's made from petroleum or made from any products that won't biodegrade and won't go back into the earth, because they are going to cause serious problems for climate change. And there's another dark aspect to it as well, in that there's so much forced labour. And how I was brought to the attention of all this was back in... in 2013, there was a disaster in Bangladesh when the Rana Plaza collapsed, and it killed over 1,300 people and wounded another 2,000. And there was very, very little about it in the wider picture, and we don't hear very much about it today.
That was only 10 years ago, and it's not something that's very heard about.
Well, it is if you know, but if you don't know, you won't hear about it. And, you know, it's the people that were impacted by that are still suffering. I started to look into all of these things. I suppose back in 2014, I got my first grandchild. I now have six. But when Noah was born, you start looking at this tiny little thing and you say, what are we doing to protect the world? What kind of a world will he be living in when he's my age? So it kind of made me think about everything I was doing. And I thought I didn't want to be involved in that type of an industry. So the only way I could do, there's no point in preaching about these things. You better do by action. So I decided to investigate if I could run a fashion store that was completely sustainable. And it has taken me, I suppose, about 5 years to get to trade out of everything that wasn't and to get to where I am today. And now I can happily say that everything that's in here is made fair and it's made natural.
Around Stella's shop, there are quotes up, and one that really stuck with me was, fast fashion is like fast food. After the sugar rush, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And this really is in the essence of her work. I was curious to see, had this always been the case?
Hands up, I was one of those people. Four things concerned me. The cut, the colour, the cloth, and the cost. Right. And always when you went to the, you know, the fashion shows and all the rest, it was all about the margins and it was all about how it looked and, you know, and all the rest. And I never thought of who made the clothes or how they were made. But I changed all that. I was.
Following that part of the conversation, it raised the question, and I really mean this in the most earnest and genuine way. For those who have an affinity for fashion and want to enter to the market, is there awareness? And is the information readily available? How transparent is it?
It's generally not. I mean, there are a lot of people trying to do good things. I mean, since that disaster, a foundation was formed called Fashion Revolution. And I subscribe to that. And that's out there for everybody to subscribe to. And that gives the facts.
Fashion Revolution is a fabulous resource for everyone. There's sections for citizens, producers, journalists, retailers, brands and more. It's definitely a great jumping off point and a good way to dodge the old greenwashing. The link will be in our tip sheet, among others. Thank you, first of all, to Stella for having me and for taking the time to talk to me, to Niamh for producing, and indeed to you for listening. Past episodes and this episode will be available for playback on highlandradio.com and ourstoprotect.ie. That's all for now. Until next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.